It's Friday, November 22nd, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbian. NAMRA has alerted the public to the increasing circulation of counterfeit tax good standing certificates used in processes like public procurement. The agency has identified 42 fraudulent certificates, with 13 cases now under criminal investigations by the Namibian police. 9 individuals have been arrested since March last year in connection with the issue. The agency advises taxpayers to ensure the legitimacy of certificates to avoid legal consequences. Sam Shivute, the commissioner.
There are some people, when they tender or they submit bids and they are required to submit good standing certificate, some people submit fake or counterfeited good standing certificate. But we do have a system that can determine the authenticity of those good standing certificates. And that's why we are calling upon institutions that require tenderers to submit a good standing certificate, sometimes just to verify the authenticity with us.
On to more local news, the Association of Certified Fraud Examiners has established a Namibian chapter aimed at boosting efforts against fraud and corruption. Through training and certification programs, the chapter seeks to empower professionals to fight financial crimes. Senior counsel Eugenia Pintukova from the association.
Many intergovernmental or development agencies employ institutional sanctions, which are typically some form of debarment or suspension, or speaking non-technically, blacklisting. So once a company is identified as a fraud risk in the development space, the development institution can choose to exclude that company from future projects that it finances, from all future projects. I would add that what I've seen in the international development community is that in addition to using debarment as a risk mitigation tool, these sanctions have become more sophisticated in employing conditions for release.
In South Africa, the DA calls for the public naming and shaming of high-profile extortion offenders to improve accountability and transparency. The DA's Diane Kohler-Barnard says publicizing offenders' identities would serve as a deterrent and signal a firm stance against corruption.
The crime of extortion really began in Umlazi in eThekwini, KwaZulu-Natal. That was in 2014, and it was so successful that by 2019, the construction industry had lost 63 billion rand. And as a result, now, today, we see many of our top construction firms have simply shut down, either left the country or collapsed completely.
Reuters says Mali's junta appointed spokesperson Abdoulaye Maiga as prime minister on Thursday, a day after dismissing Choguel Maiga, who had criticized the administration. Choguel Maiga had condemned the junta's failure to organize elections within the promised 24-month transition back to democracy, angering the ruling generals. The move came after his public criticism, as reported by state television ORTM and sources close to Maiga. To the United States, where the White House is planning to cancel billions of dollars in debt owed by Ukraine, the latest in a series of efforts to provide support for the war-torn nation in advance of the President-elect Donald Trump taking office. The U.S. Congress could still block the move, but outgoing President Joseph Biden wants to rush through as much assistance to Ukraine as possible before his term ends early next year, amid concerns his successor could limit U.S. aid. On the ground for us is Benji Hire.
This as President Volodymyr Zelensky claims Russia has today, for the first time, fired an intercontinental ballistic missile at Ukraine, though that is disputed by Western officials. Donald Trump has vowed to end the war in a single day without specifying how and whether it would mean pressuring Ukraine into a deal that sees the country lose some of its sovereign land. Benji Hire, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.